This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, a B-17 spared. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. It's pretty common knowledge that soldiers, given a chance to shoot an enemy, often won't do it. No surprise, really. Killing one of our own species is an unnatural act. Armies try to find means for breaking down their soldiers' resistance to killing. And yet we're greatly moved when we learn of an act of mercy between enemies in the heat of combat. I recently read one such story about Oberleutnant Franz Ziegler. Ziegler's father had been a pilot in World War I, and he wanted to be one, too. Ziegler took up flying in 1927 when he was only 12. He became a civilian pilot and a flying instructor. Then World War II began, and he became a fighter pilot. He flew ME-109s, first in North Africa, then back in Europe. That was Germany's workhorse fighter. Over 30,000 were made. And Ziegler was a workhorse airman. He flew over 400 combat missions, was shot down repeatedly, wounded four times, shot down some 45 Allied airplanes, and lost a brother early in the war. He was clearly past any resistance to pulling the trigger. At least until late in 1943. He was flying out of Holland, intercepting Allied bombers. He'd already shot down two that day. Now he'd been set up to bring down a lone B-17. As he drew close, he noticed that the ever-dangerous tail gun wasn't tracking him. He closed in, and what he saw was horrific. The tail was half shot away. Anti-aircraft fire had wrecked the nose. One engine dead and one dying. Tail gunner dead. Waist gunners wounded. Wounded pilots struggling to stay conscious. Airframe ridden with bullets. Ziegler was appalled. He pulled alongside the bomber, now near ground level, caught the pilot's eye, escorted him back to the North Sea, then saluted and turned homeward. He would have been accused of treason, so he said he'd shot the plane down over the sea. Instead of punishment, he got medals and a chance to fly Germany's first jet fighter. Meanwhile, the B-17 pilot Charles Brown got back to England, where he was told to forget the story. It'd make the enemy look good and hurt morale. After the war, Ziegler left Germany, moved to Canada, and eventually ran a trucking company out of Vancouver. All the time he wondered if the B-17 crew had survived. A friend of Charlie Brown's finally wrote to a newsletter for German pilots. Did anyone know the pilot who'd spared Brown's airplane? That's how one day Brown got a letter from Ziegler. They finally met in a Seattle hotel and something clicked. They became fast friends, brothers, staying in touch until Ziegler died at 94. Afterward, one obituary said he was survived by his wife, daughter, and Charlie Brown of Perrine, Florida. I am moved by the story of Ziegler and Brown, yet I'm not really surprised, for Ziegler's choice that day in 43 was the choice any of us hope we'll be able to make when our own chips are down. I'm John Leinhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.